This is Evan calling from the Caribbean Sea. Location 23.8213 North, 87.9150 West. I am in the Gulf of Mexico as of Wednesday late. I crossed the line that connects the light at the Cabo Catoche at the north end of Yucatan to the light at Cabo San Antonio at the west end of Cuba around midnight. And when I did, I had covered about 1,676 nautical miles on the Caribbean. Even when we take the 130 nautical mile loop that I through south of Cuba, west of Cayman, it would be the longest distance on the Caribbean by human power, specifically by rowing. The only other certified ocean row that took place on the Caribbean was by Pavel Rezvoy, who continued after his Atlantic rowing race, ending at Barbados. He said, "I haven't had enough," and then he continued all the way to Cuba. That was an interesting conclusion to my Caribbean crossing. I had fireworks in my honor. A cruise ship, probably that had left from Cozumel, came and passed to my east and then back to my south and did that 3-4 times. They were on a party cruise, apparently. And they had spotlights drawing cones in the clouds above. And on channel 16, I hailed them. I got no response. Then I got a security announcement on channel 16 saying that they would have fireworks within 5 minutes. Any concerned vessel should contact them on channel 16. Well, if they don't respond, then what's the use? Anyway, they then proceeded to have fireworks. And they were within 2 miles of me, this huge cruise ship. I could hear this faint sound of bass coming from them toward me. They were upwind from me, so I could smell their exhaust. And I was there in the middle of the sea, and I had this company. It was about as ridiculous as it could get. Then they took off, and the name of the cruise ship was Disney Fantasy. After encountering U.S. Coast Guard south of the Yucatan Channel, the U.S. Coast Guard vessel, I got it. This was another interesting encounter. I have continued into the Gulf of Mexico at a great pace through the Yucatan Channel, and the next day I was averaging 4.8 to 5.3 knots, and I wasn't rowing. The wind came from the east. The boat ran due 340 degrees almost north-northwest. So I did 104 nautical miles that day. Then the next day I did 60-some miles, and now it has slowed down quite a bit. The current dispersed. And yesterday I had a yellow bird, a bright yellow bird, come and try to land on my boat, but as the boat bobbed, it hit its chest on the gunwale and then fell in the water. I was worried it was going to drown or something, and I rowed back, reversed my rowing to back up toward it, and then it actually was floating. This is not a pelagic bird, and it was interesting to see it float. Then it took off again. It was so hot, and it was almost doldrums yesterday, that even these birds got very stressed. There were shearwaters that were parking themselves near my boat and just floating on the water. Normally, they would be gliding the wave crests as the wind came, and without the wind, they just get too tired in the intense heat. So life goes on. I have about 550 nautical miles left for Corpus Christi, and the winds are scheduled to forecast to increase mostly from the east and then east southeast as well, and I should make good time. I'm hoping I'll be done around 18th or 20th of May. All is well. Then out.